Everything we create in our lives exists twice. That's something I learned from Blaine Bart Leff. First, in our minds, as I mentioned, thought to perception, perception to behavior, behavior to reality. And these thoughts we think, and the words we speak, and the emotions that we believe and feel, we attach them, they become instructions for our subconscious mind and even our unconscious competency, impacting our genetic and energetic inheritance. We've all seen people who continually speak about the obstacles, the voids, the shortages, the limitations, and the problems, and somehow those challenges continue to grow. We also have seen people who speak with faith, possibility, and purpose, where opportunities seem to appear everywhere they go. We don't simply experience reality, we actually create it. What we repeatedly say, think, feel, do, and believe become our reality. And coming into lesson number one that I'd like to discuss with Blaine is the lesson of our subconscious mind is always listening. And if anybody would like the exercises and guides from today or my book, remember my email. We will send it, sign it, pay for it, ship it to you, give it to you. David means beloved. At D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. Let me be your beloved servant. Email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Blaine, whether we're intentional or not, our subconscious mind will provide a consistent, persistent reminder of processing information that is based off of the meaning of the past and the traumas of the past, and they will shape what we say, do, think, feel, and believe, which obviously affects our behaviors, which will affect our outcomes. And these conversations that we have, the content we consume, the people we surround ourselves with, all become the sensory cortex of the conscious mind that influences the subconscious. And 80% of the subconscious mind, the thoughts are negative and they're constant, and they impact our genetic and energetic inheritance. In other words, they have the most impact on our future outcome. And so as we look at investing in ourselves, Blaine, what are some of the tools that we can use to program our subconscious mind correctly?
It's a great question. And I think it starts with understanding and appreciating that everything is consciousness. I mean, you have to embrace that as just the way that the universe is assembled. And I say assembled very specifically here because it's all a function of how we put things together. And the one thing that we have that is our mortar, if you will, of our building platform is our inner speaking. Yeah, we're always talking to ourselves in some way. So the answer to that question about, you know, how do I go about doing some of this stuff is I start to monitor, you know, like you mentioned, you know, fully 80% of the conversations we have with ourselves, not out loud, but internally, are negative in some way, shape, or form. What's also interesting is about 90% of the thoughts that we have are repetitive thoughts. Yeah, you know, they're the same thought that we had yesterday. Names and faces have been changed to protect the innocent, but they're the same kind of thoughts. And over time, you know, that repetition starts to, you know, carve ways, the neuronal structure in our brain starts to, you know, adapt and adopt to those conversations. And how I describe something determines how I feel about it. How I feel about it generates my behavior. So when somebody's doing something and you hear them say in answer to the question, why'd you do that? And they go, I don't know. I just did. It's because the neuronal structures have been wired, and what wires together, fires together. I mean, that whole aphorism. So what we want to be able to do is monitor our inner talking, our inner speaking. And that's so one of the keys to this whole thing.
Yeah, and remind ourselves, the question is whether we're investing in our future or financing our limitations, because we'll never overachieve that self-image that's created by these meanings. If anybody would like the first lesson, our subconscious mind is always listening, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number two of Speak It Into Reality is our emotions. The energy emotion turns our thoughts into actual instructions. And these thoughts alone have limited power, but the thoughts fueled by intention, by emotion, become commands. And command means to work with that subconscious mind that acts upon and believes upon and feels upon the thoughts that we have. And so I see so often two different people that I'm coaching with the exact same objectives. One of the persons attaches to gratitude, excitement, and purpose to the goal, and they create so much more momentum, while the other person looks at what they don't have, what's missing, what other people want, what social media says, and they end up with exactly that. What's missing, what they don't have, what they don't want, what other people want, or what social media wants for them. And they end up with a huge void, a God-sized hole that's filled by everything and anything but God. Understanding emotions, how does emotions interplay with the thoughts that actually will instruct us on the behaviors to give us the outcomes that we desire or better?
Again, I love these questions. I love this teaching platform. Yeah, Napoleon was brilliant with some of this stuff. There's a big difference between intellectual understanding of something, and which is where, you know, people will have a vision board and they see the vision and they intellectually understand the law of attraction. What they don't necessarily appreciate and actually resonate with is the law of vibration. Emotion is energy in motion, and I have to be able to make sure that there is a difference between cognitive understanding and knowing it in my body, that feeling structure. Creation is a vibrational function, and I don't just create with thought in the sense that I am intellectually aware of something. I create through the emotional vibration of it. So I have to become resonant with and come from that ideal. So if I look at my vision board, the vision board is out there, and I look at the pictures on it, and it's out there. It has to be in here. It has to be, I have to feel it. I have to breathe it. I have to speak it every waking and, you know, and unwaking moment. The problem people run into is they look at external reality and they go, yeah, but. And that's where faith comes into play here. Yeah, faith is the ability to take a look at the external reality and go, that isn't the reality that I'm organized around. Yeah, it's that's an illusion as much as the internal is an illusion. I know, which illusion do I want to have in play?
It's interesting because, you know, everybody at the beginning watching the movie The Secret with a lot of our friends from the Transformational Leadership Council, they were most focused in on what we were paying attention to, those yep. vision boards. But until you give it intention of what we say, do, think, feel, and believe, these emotions, the energy emotions, and repeatedly attached to those thoughts, that's when they become a coincidence or the universe coincides with it. Beyond a law of attraction, to me, it's the law of coinciding, connecting our goals with gratitude and inspiration, focusing on service and impact, and generating an elevated intention before taking that action. If you would like the guide or exercise to the emotion that turns thoughts into instructions, please email me, David@dmeltzer.com. David means beloved. D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. Let me be your beloved servant, David@dmeltzer.com. The third lesson, Blaine, that we're going to discuss today under Speak It Into Reality is this idea of intention and attention. What we focus on expands. So our subconscious mind and our unconscious competency working continuously without our conscious mind as either a witness or not, as a participant or not, or as a immersed entity or not, our subconscious mind and the unconscious competency that corresponds to it, they respond to what we focus in on and dominate with in our focus. It cannot, the subconscious, not only distinguish between what we want and what we fear, it has no morality. It simply magnifies what receives our intention and attention. And so when we focus in on scarcity, we find evidence of scarcity. When we focus in on opportunity, we begin to see possibilities that you take and make into reality that were always available. We just cleared what was interfering with it. It's the best piece of marriage advice that I ever got is look for what you want in your marriage. Look for what you want in your partner, and you'll get more of that, David. Not a very difficult or complex philosophy, but our attention determines that experience. Why do we find what we look for? You are the master of possibilities into reality. How does the monetization and materialization of focus happen simply by repetitively giving and magnifying and paying attention to things?
I mean, the short answer on that is imagining creates reality. You mentioned this right at the very beginning. Things are invented two times. One is a thought, and I have an idea. The second is in material form. And it's that imaginal activity. I came across something that Neville Goddard wrote. Events happen because comparatively stable imaginal activity created them. Now, the key on this is comparatively stable imaginal activity. Where people get wrapped around the axle and they start getting disillusioned is they're looking and going, well, where's it at? I know I'm imagining it. I can feel it. But it's that inner talking again. It's not here yet. They're thinking that it's supposed to be out there. It's supposed to show up out there. No, it shows up in here first. It has to be in here first. Imagining a comparatively stable imagining. It's not about being perfect in my imagining. Comparatively stable over time. This is where the repetition comes in. Comparatively stable over time. I start creating a different neuronal structure in my brain, which how I describe something determines how I feel about it. My feeling structure generates behavior, and I start behaving in concert with that ideal.
Yeah, that ideal is putting meaning to that perception created by the thought, and that perception creates the behaviors. Those behaviors then create that reality, which is why it's so important to replace and to be a witness to our consciousness of fear to faith or scarcity to abundance, and focusing on opportunities, not the obstacles. And I think at its core, you know, these are major, simple focus philosophies that will change everything in your life. Some people call it optimism. It's more than optimism. It is actually how the conscious mind works and how the universe works. And when we, you know, put that meaning to it, we can put what we focus in and expand it into our life, faith, abundance, and opportunity. If you would like to learn how to focus in on what you want and expand that in your life, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. David means beloved. At D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. Let me be your beloved servant. Lesson number four, Blaine. Number four. One which blessed to have a thing called OCD that helps me with this, but repetition creates belief. So every repeated thought, word, feeling that we have becomes stronger. Everything behavior-wise that we do exponentially accelerates, aggregates, and compounds. Over time, these thoughts that become perceptions, perceptions that become behaviors, and behaviors that become outcomes, they actually will accelerate, compound, and aggregate, creating these great changes in alignment with our divine direction. These habits that are formed by the perceptions that are created by our thoughts shape the lives, and we need to repeat them so many times until they get to be automatic in the subconscious and unconscious competency. Success is not an individual event. It's programming. And this is why coaching, teaching, and mentoring is so important. And you program people as a teacher, coach, and mentor to be successful. What do you do to get them to overcome the conflict with human nature to be repetitive?
There's a distinction between success and succeeding. And that's, you know, if there's nothing more in this lesson, it's that piece right there. Success is the focus on the outcome. Yeah, it's did I get it or not? Succeeding is what am I doing between now and the realization, the manifestation of that ideal? And it's the succeeding piece that I want to be paying attention to. Am I behaving, thinking, smelling, talking, feeling? I mean, all of these things in concert with that objective. So I take a look at the succeeding elements. Am I doing that which will allow me to land at wherever it is I'd like to be going? You know, think about it in terms of driving a car. When you first learned to drive a car, it was white knuckles. It was kind of like, I don't know how to do this. But over time, the succeeding elements came into play. You don't even think about it now. It becomes habitual. Yeah. Got the key fob, you push the button. And you know where drive is. You know where reverse is. And you don't even really, you know, cognitively think about it. It's just a habituated way. And you end up succeeding. Yeah, through all of those succeeding elements, you end up with success at the end of the drive. You got to Kroger's or wherever it is that you landed. So that's kind of how this works metaphorically. It's the succeeding elements that I want to be paying attention to. Am I doing that, which would be consistent with someone who has this outcome or this reality in their life?
Yeah, it's so important to categorize our behaviors, you know, and I do a simple categorization of, is this behavior, whatever it is, do, say, think, feel, or believe, is this behavior aligned with where I want to be or better, or is this behavior interfering? And you can't go by understanding that, you know, if you do what you feel, if you do what you feel, then you'll end up feeling like you don't want to go work out, but you want to go for self-pleasure, and you'll end up a mess. We need to be consistent to shift that paradigm in our own feelings that we are addicted or we want to go work out and we don't want to sleep in and eat bad food or whatever it may be. So it is a absolute proven fact that repetition creates beliefs. These beliefs create the behaviors. Behaviors create the outcomes. So create, whether it be either daily affirmation, say gratitude morning and night, but just reinforce what you do say, think, feel, and believe through consistent behavior, because it's consistent behavior that accelerates, aggregates, and compounds the divine direction or results that you desire. So everyone, if you would like the exercise and guides of all of these, but particularly lesson 4, repetition creates belief, David@dmeltzer.com. David means beloved. At D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. Let me be your beloved servant and serve you up the exercises, guides, and books today. Just email me. That'd be the easiest way to do so. Lesson number 5, Blaine, for us to discuss is, I was talking about spelling and casting spells, speaking our desires into reality. Your tagline is moving possibilities into reality. And part of that is speaking these possibilities into probabilities and probabilities into reality. We say possibilities are formed when you know what you want in your divine direction of where you want to be and align the meaning of the past with it. When you know who you can help and who can help you, those possibilities become probabilities, a mathematical advantage by knowing who you can help and who can help you. And then knowing how, by utilizing and assigning time of attention and intention, will equal the coinciding or the realities, the monetization or materialization of what you desire. And speaking is a step that occurs after thought, and goals remain very distant when they stay in thought. When we consistently speak them, write them, emotionally connect with them, they now become devotional. So they're disciplined in a divine direction, because we're disciplined in the consistency of speaking into that divine direction. So we transform discipline, which does not get you to where you want to be or better, into devotion, which has a greater statistical success of doing so. So the difference between someone interested in achieving a goal and someone devotional to achieving a goal is the level of consistent conviction that they bring to it. Can you help people understand how important it is to add an expansive devotional speaking into what you want to have in your life or these realities.
Yeah, this lesson in particular, speaking our desire into reality, language creates reality. It also is a reflector of reality. So when I start paying attention to not only the language that I'm using, the speaking that I'm doing on a daily basis, am I identifying things that are, or am I speaking about things that are consistent with that ideal that I would like to see experienced in my life? Do I speak that into life? Do I speak it into life? There's also the other part of it has to do with this inner speaking, this inner talking. I'm continually having this conversation go on, and I look around and I go, it's not here yet. See, the big problem, and this is where Napoleon talked about in Outwitting the Devil, the big problem that comes into play here is we start drifting because we start paying attention to external reality, what we call reality, the externalities, and we go, it's not here yet. Devotion has to do with a recognition and an embracing that it's already happened. I just haven't arrived. It's already here. I just haven't arrived. This is what it looks like as I'm arriving. I don't pay attention to what's in the external environment. I pay attention to what's in the internal. Language creates reality. It also reflects reality. I want to have them aligned. I want to have them aligned. And I know that when the yebut comes into mind, that's where I'm out of alignment.
Yeah. And for me, I believe that in that arriving is really the paradigm of what am I doing to interfere with it? So because I've actually already been a part of it, arriving or arrived, that which I desire and I produce intention of devotional behavior of what I do say, think, feel, and believe is categorizing, is what I'm doing, saying, thinking, and believing, is this devotional behavior aligned with the divine or interfering with it? Because I've already arrived, it's already here in that reality. Yeah. And we seek inside what we want outside. Too many people are looking outside, but it's so simple to speak our desires into reality, but we need to be disciplined and devotional. I know so many people so disciplined in working that they forget to make money. They're so disciplined working, they forget to spend time with their family. Yeah. They are so disciplined working, they forget to take care of themselves. When if they're devotional about working, they'll make a lot of money, they'll spend time with their family, and they'll spend time developing themselves, their health, mental, physical, and spiritual health. And so if you want to learn the exercises to speak your desires into reality, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. David means beloved. D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. Let me be your beloved servant. Just email me. The final lesson today for Speak It Into Reality, Blaine, is one in which you and I have discussed many different times. It's the combination of wisdom and faith make it real. And wisdom is an action to me. It's far beyond knowledge. Mm-hmm. Wisdom incorporates, as we learn, knowledge is a commodity today. Yes. It's a commodity. And it wasn't when we were young. You had to memorize. Like people who could be their own AI, could be their own computer, had much more value 50 years ago, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, maybe even 10 years ago. But today, knowledge is a commodity. Anybody can speak into their phone and get knowledge far beyond what any human being could gather, and far greater of speed, by the way, as well. But it doesn't make up for the human experience. And when we combine wisdom and faith, that make it real. Speaking something into reality doesn't mean waiting for it to happen. Don't sit high on your mom's couch, broke and sick all the time, dreaming about your Ferrari. Faith must be supported by action, by wisdom. And wisdom comes from action. It's the lessons that we learn. And most successful people believe in outcomes before they see the evidence. So they look for what's interfering with it. But they also take consistent, persistent action to devotionally create the evidence that they desire. Faith will create certainty in uncertainty. And certainty creates action, and action creates the results. We need to keep certain promises to do that, Blaine. How can we use faith to help facilitate moving our possibilities into reality.
The way that that works, at least in my experience, we use the word faith. What we're really organizing around is an internal piece of what matters, what really matters in my life. And so you're talking about, you know, sitting on the back of the couch dreaming about a Ferrari. For the sake of what? Yeah. And I've got to get clear about what matters for this unique expression of consciousness that I represent. What matters to me? So I want to become devoted to that, what matters. And that begins to show up in different forms. You are a master of this in one sense, in the context of literally mastering your calendar, being a student of your calendar. So this is an example of inner speaking. When I'm focusing on my calendar, I'm not necessarily using words, but I'm looking at the language of calendaring as a mechanism by which I begin to organize the actions I'm taking in consistent, persistent pursuit of that worthy ideal, what matters to me. I've got that lined up. I've got it in my calendar. So this isn't magical thinking. It's literally, how do I structure my life to manifest that which I say I want to have? How I describe something determines how I feel about it. How I feel about it generates behavior. Now, part of the difficulty here has to do with when we're starting out, how I think about something begins to generate a feeling. So there's a loop. I think about it, I feel about it. I think about it, I feel about it. Pretty soon, we start getting the feeling piece, in front of me. I feel about something, so I start thinking about it in a manner that's consistent with my feeling. So I wake up in the morning and I go, God, I don't feel like going to work out. I've lost connection with what matters.
Mm.
And I start letting the feeling run it rather than the inner conversation run it.
So good. If you would like the lesson on wisdom and faith, shortening the distance of resistance so faith and action will make it real, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. David means beloved. At D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. Let me be your beloved servant. Get the replay of this training. Get the guides and the exercises. Remember that our subconscious mind is always listening. Emotion will turn your thoughts into instructions. What we focus in on expands. Repetition creates belief. And speaking our desires into reality, finally shorten the distance of resistance, that faith and action make it real. Speaking into reality training, our future is being shaped every day by what we do, say, think, feel, and believe. When these elements are aligned, extraordinary outcomes become reality. Our possibilities become probabilities. Our probabilities become reality. So many people want success, but what they do say, think, feel, and believe are filled with fear, doubt, shortages, voids, and obstacles. What other people want, what's missing, and what they don't have, even what social media wants for them. Success happens inside before it appears outside. The reality we experience tomorrow is already here. Yeah. We just got to figure out what we're doing to interfere with it.